Next is notices of motion and motions. The motion before us was read into the record or provided in the record last meeting, so becomes a motion this evening, and it's moved by Councillor Wheeldon and seconded by Councillor McCausland. Everybody buckle up. Whereas the municipality of Brighton delegates members of council to various boards and committees that represent significant public interest and initiatives that affect residents. And whereas Brighton is historically, culturally, and geographically a farming community, and whereas agriculture remains Brighton's second largest industry, driving our local economy. And whereas food is an essential aspect of health and well-being, culture, and community. And whereas food security and affordability are rising issues of concern. And whereas despite being an agricultural community, Northumberland does not produce enough food to be self-sufficient or sustainable. And whereas farming faces major challenges related to economic sustainability, land access, farmland conversion, and farm succession. Whereas agriculture plays an important role in environmental sustainability. And whereas the Northumberland County Food Policy Council serves to support food systems in Northumberland through convening stakeholders and developing, advocating for policies that ensure local food production and equitable access to food are sustainable. Equitable access to food are sustainable. And whereas every Northumberland municipality has endorsed the Northumberland Food Charter prepared by the Northumberland County Food Policy Council. And whereas the Northumberland County Food Policy Council is also supported by Lakeland's Public Health. And whereas the Northumberland County Food Policy Council is comprised primarily of volunteers and would be greatly enhanced by increased participation from stakeholder groups. And whereas the Northumberland County Food Policy Council meets periodically, either in person or virtually, to discuss matters of municipal land use planning, economic development, cultural and educational events, and other matters of municipal interest. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the municipality of Brighton regularly appoint one member of council to the Northumberland County Food Policy Council. And be it further resolved that this motion be circulated to other Northumberland municipalities to encourage similar representation from across Northumberland. Questions or comments from members of council? Councillor Wheeldon, would you like to speak to the motion?
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. I joined the Northumberland County Food Policy Council, I want to say a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, just as a resident, as a realtor who sometimes works with farmers who have a hard time finding farmland that they can afford, because farmland is worth more as developing building lots than it is as active farms. Recognizing that 2/3 of farmers are expected to retire in the coming decade and more than 90% of them do not have succession plans, relying on the value of their farm to fund their retirement, and therefore selling to the higher bidder rather than necessarily the farmer who wants to continue farming, and that this is generally unsustainable, and also recognizing the great strides that Northumberland County has already made with the Agri-Food Venture Center, for example, supporting the economy around food, but still recognizing that most of our farmers, or a great many of our farmers, are farming cash crops that are export commodities rather than feeding us locally, and recognizing that we're not playing any sort of active role in facilitating sustainable food systems, but the Food Policy Council is. And so this tweaked my interest for a lot of really good reasons, and recognizing that there has been municipal representation in the past. When I joined the Food Policy Council, the CAO of Trent Hills was on the council. She has since moved and has not been replaced there. We do have representation from the health unit there. We do have support from Northumberland County in theory, and from lower tier municipalities in theory. But generally, it's being run by volunteers. The last event we had had representation from a councillor from Port Hope was there as well. We're being supported by the Center for Healthy Communities at Loyalist College, which has been convening stakeholders to try and envision sustainable food systems in Northumberland that can keep more money locally and help farm succession problems and land access issues and food security matters, all of these things. And so that it seemed like a really important moment for an injection of support. And there were some people calling for some kind of intermunicipal task force, and Councillor Holloway Wadwani and I said, oh, sure, we know who had already volunteered to be there, the same people that are on all the other intermunicipal task forces. And I thought, no, why don't we just acknowledge that we have a vested interest in this group and the things that it's trying to produce or support or facilitate are in all of our interests at the municipal level. And so that's why I wrote this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Butwell.
You must have read my mind. I didn't have my hand up.
I saw you put your hand up before I called on Councillor Wield.
Did you? Oh. So in reading the motion, it seems like it's much more of a staff type position, either through planning or something, rather than having a councillor assigned to it.
Go ahead, Councillor Wield.
I'm not married to it being a council representation. As I said, it was Trent Hill's CAO, not a councillor or mayor, who was there. So, it would make sense to me as a planning or an active thing. I have attended a Northumberland County planners meeting. Director Walsh was there, along with the chair, Russ Christensen, and our secretary, Aisha Malik, from the health unit. We did attend a planning thing, so it would make sense for planning. It would make sense for ECDEV. Both of them are pretty busy right now, and I'm here because I'm interested, but it won't always be me and shouldn't always be me. So,
go ahead. Hello.
Just to follow up to that. So it doesn't say anything in here, but you're making the assumption that it would be you in creating this position?
Absolutely not. I just want to make sure that we are represented and supportive. It doesn't have to be me. And I don't want even the implication that I'm making a job for myself. I would continue to volunteer no matter what, I think.
You know, I'm sure you would. I see it being much more of an appointee from the municipality, and depending on what items are being discussed, discussion amongst staff to determine who would be best able to represent Brighton and area on a long-term basis rather than especially at this point with so little left in this term, on a term-by-term basis.
Thank you, Councillor Rowley.
Oops, thank you, Mayor. Points well taken, Councillor Butwell. I certainly echo what you're saying, and I think the same thing, although we have just a few months left in this this term as to how we could roll out something a bit better, but it would maybe be a good jumping off point to have at least one or two meetings where we could get our head around or staff could get our head around something as to how we could proceed with that over the next 4 years.
Thank you, Councillor Wielden.
Thank you for that, councillors, both of you. And to speak to that point, the reason I'm bringing this motion now is because I can't assume that I'll be on council next term. And right now I am volunteering on that group and able to bring those ideas to council. But I would love for that connection to be well established no matter what happens this fall.
Anybody else? Is the Food Policy Council aware that you're bringing this motion? Are they in favor and endorsing the concept?
They are, yeah. I think long-term they would like to be more entwined with municipalities rather than less.
Thank you. We've heard from council that we would like to see it maybe not a member of council, but perhaps we could change the second last line to be it. Therefore, be it resolved that Municipality of Brighton Council regularly appoints one representative from the municipality to the Northumberland, et cetera, et cetera. It could be a member of council, it could be a member of staff. But then we have to have the conversation about the mechanism by which we would make that appointment. So do we want to have a staff report come back? CAO.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Just taking a quick look at the terms of reference for this organization, it specifically does speak to a council representative from each of the Northumberland County municipalities. So I think having a motion to appoint a member of council would be fine. They also do speak to a single CAO. So I think that's where Ms. Phillips from Trent Hills held that role within the terms of reference. So I don't know that at this point, it would be appropriate to appoint a staff member without having further conversations about their terms of reference and in what capacity that would be, whether it would just be a member or some specific role that they may have for staff. So I think if you want to give staff an opportunity to come back, we can have dialogue and bring something back to council.
So I'm hearing that based on the terms of reference, we should leave it as a member of council, that we should not change that line, and that because we wouldn't want to presume what the Food Policy Council wants. They've already created their terms of reference and are specific about who they want as representation. But then I would ask the mover and seconder if we could add a line that we direct staff to bring back a report. And in that, part of that report could be asking council then to appoint a member to the Food Policy Council. Councillor Wheeldon.
Could we not just do a motion to refer? And then we'd get the report back and.
We could. I just don't want to have to read this whole motion over again in another meeting.
Fair. I'm very happy
it's to like pass it. Peace, buddy.
I'm very happy to pass it and get a report back. That's fine.
As it's up to you as the mover. If you want to put a motion to refer on the floor, I'm happy to read that. And if not.
No, I mean, if we're happy to pass it now and then and also get a report, that's great.
Sorry, Councillor McCausland, I should ask if you're okay with me adding that to the line. Okay. So the last line now reads, and further, that council directs staff to review and provide a report at a future meeting. Is that okay with you, Councillor McCausland? Thank you. Further discussion, Councillor Rowley.
Thank you, Mayor. To Councillor Wheeldon, how often does this group meet? And not being totally familiar with this group or this policymaker, could you give us some ideas as to what they're doing so far?
Sure. We have been meeting every other month, occasionally in person whenever we can, but very often just virtually. The most recent thing we've been doing, as I mentioned earlier, we have met with planners to advocate for planning changes regarding the official plan amendments with agricultural area and things like that. Specific planning issues could, specific planning regulations can either encourage or discourage small farms, and small farms being something that we want to encourage on the Food Policy Council. So we did that. Lately, we've been working with the help of the Center for Healthy Communities at Loyalist College to bring together people from across Northumberland who have interest or concerns in food policy with regard to, you know, we've had people from farmers markets, small farmers, people who are wanting to farm but don't have access to the land because they don't have millions of dollars. People who want to improve food processing. And so we're trying to look at the entire web of a food system from all the different perspectives and figure out what would a sustainable food system for Northumberland look like, including matters of production, distribution, processing, all of those things, but then also food security, consumption, affordability, sustainability, all of those things. And so we've had a few sessions in the last couple months that have been oriented around actually generating reports that we can then translate into policy at our municipalities. And it makes sense to have either staff or particularly councillors involved in that process so that we can be bringing those ideas back to our councils and moving those issues forward.
Councillor Butwell, did you put your hand up again?
Again, I don't think I did, but I was thinking of questions.
Oh, you go right ahead.
I'm not entirely sure why this idea is sticking in the back of my throat. And I don't believe there's any kind of bias, but in having a quick little read through, are the policies that this committee, this group comes up with, are they binding across the different municipalities or the county?
Well, the group came up with a food charter, which every municipality in Northumberland adopted, but that was several years ago. What we're producing right now will be the basis of policies should any municipality adopt them. But it's not writing policy for municipalities. It's writing policy and saying, hey, we wrote a good policy. We think you should adopt this. What do you think?
Okay, so this is all like, it's a group of volunteers. You got together, created this group out of a common interest to achieve certain things to be discussed. to come up with policies and shop the policies around to councils, just like at a core, very high level stuff.
Sure.
So it seems like a huge overarching portfolio when we talk about food distribution, food processing, land use planning. It to me feels like it does not belong. It doesn't, that it's far too reaching, and it, for lack of a better term, it's like creating another level of bureaucracy to talk about important food issues, but we're talking at a level that's not even, like, it's not even binding. It's people coming up with potentially great ideas, but maybe they need to start higher. When we talk about food production and processing, that's something that our economy desperately is lacking, but that is a national issue. That is not really a municipal issue. Go ahead.
So this is, I would say that it is more of a think tank than a bureaucracy. It doesn't have any power over anything. Mm-hmm. And so it is supportive of municipalities rather than something that is restrictive to local policy or something like that. Food policy councils started in the 80s in Toronto. Our current chair, Russ Christensen, who lives in Trent Hills, was one of the founders of the Toronto one back in the 80s. I think I'm getting that correctly. And so these ideas have been around for a long time, 40 plus years at this point. And that idea that started in Toronto has since spread all over the world. And it is just a way of supporting agricultural communities through good policy, and through policy recommendations that generally get accepted and supported locally. I have not yet seen the Northumberland County Food Policy Council make policy recommendations and have no agreement from municipalities. Even there, our brief meeting with the planners, that we had a lively discussion, but there was a lot of head nodding about, like, oh yeah, that seems like a good idea. We'll take that into account. So it is about applying an agricultural and food systems lens to existing policies that affect local agricultural economies at municipal level. And so just as we have a Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee here in Brighton, where the purpose of which is to look at municipal policy issues and events and issues in the community through equity, diversity, and inclusion lenses. Similarly, the Food Policy Council tries to do that for the food systems lens. And the one that we have is functioning at an intermunicipal level, at a county level.
Now, just in response, so this Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee is the one that we were talking about in our break, that you said we don't actually have the ability to accomplish much and we might want to look at disbanding it.
That's not exactly what I said when we were off microphone during the break. What I did say was that since we've established lower tier policy of equity, diversity, and inclusion here at Municipality of Brighton, the committee that we formed in order to bring that lens has largely now codified that lens into our policies at the municipality. And so in that way, it has achieved its goal in a lot of respects. The Food Policy Council has not yet achieved its goal because our food systems in Northumberland, as you mentioned, are somewhat lacking. Mm-hmm. And so this is an initiative that there's lots of work left to be done in that file. From a policy perspective, and if we had policies in every Northumberland municipality that were actively supporting integrated food systems in ways that make our agricultural economy thrive, then we'd probably be having a similar conversation about the Food Policy Council and saying, has it worked itself out of a job? Mm. Ultimately, that's the goal of all committees, I think, and hopefully we'll see the day when that happens.
If I may again, sir. You mentioned that the food charter was adopted across the municipalities, the county. Is that food charter not essentially the same as our DEI lens that we had through policy brought into the municipality. And the issues that we're looking at, which are numerous and some way too large for this forum, should those to me now, instead of planning, I'm now leaning more towards economic development. So I see this as an economic development file or a planning file, not something that councillors participate in. We take our advice from our experts, and they're the ones who have the full background on everything. I'm more than happy to have someone currently, someone future, from either or both of those departments participate. I really don't think it's the best use of the municipal resource, which is ourselves. And I really want to stay away from this, but I understand that you are part of this committee already, but all it does in turn is make one more committee appointment for the sake of what I don't quite understand.
So before you respond to that, I would say that if any other board or group came to us and said we want a member of council appointed, because it's in our terms of reference, we wouldn't prosecute their terms of reference. So we've heard tonight that the terms of reference of the Food Policy Council is to have every council appoint a member of council. So the question of whether we would appoint a councillor or a member of staff isn't one we should prosecute tonight, because we don't get to decide their terms of reference. The only thing we get to decide is, do we want to, in fact, appoint a member of council? That's really the only question to be asked.
So may I just ask you this? You have more experience than I do. I could create a citizens group tomorrow, sign up 20 people and ask for a counselor to come and be paid to sit and...
You could make that request. That's correct.
Really? Well, this could very easily become a job that is no longer part-time if every group asked for a counselor.
You could talk to my dear sweet wife about whether my job is part-time or not.
Well, I know your job's not part-time.
Councillor Wielden.
Thank you, Mayor. To your point, Councillor Butwell, I do think that there's a significant economic development component to this. We do have at least two economic development related committees that we appoint councillors to. I want to say maybe three. And yes, we do rely on the expertise provided through that committee, but we do have council representation in those places. We do not have, unless you count the Rural Advisory Committee, we do not have an agriculture-related group in this agriculture town. So that was the recommendation. The Food Policy Council is looking for more support, and they are looking to do good things that we all have an interest in. And I think mostly what they need is representation in some sense that we are working together toward better systems. And so council representation is a way of providing that level of support, not necessarily financial support. Even we've had some people say, well, I can write grants for you. And we say, well, we don't really need money. What we need is people engaged in making the changes that we need.
To Councillor Wielden, so I sit on the Rural Advisory Committee, and there is a general sense that the rural community is ignored, that the wheels just don't turn at the same speed. Has the committee, the group, thought to approach the Rural Advisory Committee, who already have a lot of these issues on their radar?
No, the Food Policy Council has asked to appoint members of council rather than approach committees.
Anything further from members of council? Councillor Rowley.
Thank you. This back and forth conversation has given me some lots to think about, and especially when you talk that this has started back in the 80s, so 40 years of what has been accomplished. And when I think historically, when you talk about processing and producing all of the, over the years, I think of the county where things have just kind of gone down the toilet, for lack of better words. I wonder how you can revive all of that. I'm thinking that your goals, to me, don't seem attainable at this stage, and especially for just a small government like ours, the county. So I'm just not sure. Certainly, it's good to have conversation and updates from groups like this. I'm just not sure where we benefit from all of this. I'm just not getting it yet.
Councillor Wilden.
Thank you for those comments, Councillor Rowley. I should say that the original Food Policy Council in Toronto was back in the 80s. The one in Northumberland, I think, dates back to the mid-2000s. So it's been around for a while. Food Policy Council's Northumberland Food Charter was adopted, and we are making progress in terms of changing small policies here and there that support agriculture. So, these are things that the community is invested in. As I said, Trent Hills had until very recently been appointing a CAO. The health unit has a paid member of staff at this, and so they support it from a food security perspective. And we are making progress in a lot of things, but none of that progress depends specifically on the municipality of Brighton. Again, this is a resource to Brighton, not something that we need to be bankrolling, not something that we're responsible for. It's almost a freebie to us. The only cost being that we would, presumably, if we're appointing a member, pay for them to go to a meeting.
Councillor Butwell.
To Councillor through you, Mr. Mayor, you said you have had these small wins outside of the food charter. Any example that would be in Brighton?
Carry on. I was going to call on Councillor Wilden to answer the question, but you weren't done the question. Carry on.
No, I was just going to ramble. Go ahead.
Councillor Wilden.
So I would say that the progress that I've been personally involved in was that meeting with the planners. We had identified a specific policy that is in the Planning Act or in the Provincial Policy Statement. I think Director Walsh had identified it as coming from somewhere in 1977, something like that. There is in provincial policy a recommendation that no severance occur on agriculturally designated land to make a lot that's less than 100 acres or 40 hectares. And it does couch that number in terms that are permissive, in the sense that it says, you can do this. We don't recommend you make small lots. The idea being that small lots are more likely to become estate lots rather than active farms. But the impact that this has had, especially when it's being applied really stringently, and a lot of municipalities and a lot of municipal planners will look to that and say, no, we cannot have a lot less than 100 acres. The impact of that is that there is a very clear pattern of farmland consolidation in which farms get bigger, not smaller. And as farmers retire or age out, their farms are bought out by their neighbors. And so we end up with fewer farmers farming more land, which encourages a model of farming that is more industrial agriculture, depending on multi-million dollar machines that produce commodities that are exported abroad, which means that it's food that's not feeding local people. And so there aren't local markets. There isn't local upgrading, except for the Agri-Food Venture Center. And so the farming economy is largely not local, even though it is our second biggest industry in Brighton. And if somebody wants to get into a market gardening situation or something like that, the farmland that is available is largely at least 100 acres at a time. You can't do a market garden that's on 100 acres. A market garden might use 5 acres. And so all these people who want to get into farming and become the next generation of farmers are in a situation where if they want to become a farmer, they need millions of dollars to buy land and equipment. And they are incentivized away from market gardening or other types of agriculture that are more supportive to the local economy. And so what we asked as a Food Policy Council was, can we make it clear in the Northumberland County official plan that this 40 hectare or 100 acre minimum lot size is a guideline, not a rule, so that when somebody comes to us and says, I really want to make a small farm, we have it explicitly in writing, yes, this is the kind of thing that we allow in certain situations where you want to do this market garden. Because we need to change the direction of this trend of bigger and bigger and bigger and more industrial farms. And so that small policy change, I don't know if that actually ended up making a difference, Director Walsh. I don't know if you can follow up on that or if we're even at that stage yet, but that could make a big difference if it is enacted.
Be brief. That's not a quip.
Yeah, so in the planning world, of course, you've described it really well. It's really a top-down process starting with the province. So you mentioned the food land guidelines from 1978. That was a precursor to anything issued under the Planning Act or under Section 3, the policy statements. Now it's a comprehensive set of policy statements issued through one ministry as opposed to multiple ministries, such as the Ministry of Agriculture and Food, Rural Affairs. So that is to say that the province is still advocating to keep the parcel sizes as large as possible. Now, historically, they don't seem to object in the event that someone can make use of a smaller parcel for an intensive farming operation, such as something that requires a large investment but small acreage, high pedigree breeding of horses, different really specialty crops and things like that that can be economically viable on a small acreage. So there have been exceptions for, I would call, capital intensive agricultural operations that don't need a large land area. They don't happen very often. It would be useful, as we discussed in that meeting, that to take a inventory of the existing 10 acre lots or so in the county and see in the agricultural areas and see what use is being made of them, and see if that current supply is really being absorbed with any real market gardening. If not, then I guess we kind of have our answer in terms of demand. But yeah, the concern is that they become estate lots with a whole bunch of collection of various things that aren't agricultural in nature. And that creates a bit of an impediment for some farmers who do need to do spreading manure and spraying and work during nighttime operations, et cetera, dust, large tractor movements on rural roadways, all those sorts of things that people busy wanting to get to work in early in the morning and have a restful night's sleep don't really like.
Thank you, Director Walsh. And that was Director Walsh's way of being brief. So thank you very much. Appreciate that. And just want to circle back to the question being asked of council, which is not to prosecute the Food Policy Council's initiatives and work, but whether we want to appoint someone to it, circulate the question for encouragement of other members of other member municipalities and direct staff to provide a report. Those are the three things we're being asked to consider. I would suggest if we want to prosecute the Food Policy Council's initiatives, we should go ahead and do this, let the minutes come back to council over a period of time, and then prosecute whether or not we want to continue on. That's my suggestion, but I leave it to council. Any further discussion before I call the vote? I am not reading it again. With the exception of the last line, you can read it in your package, my friends. And the last line reads, and further, that council directs staff to review and provide a report at a future meeting. Is there any further discussion from members of council? Councillor Butwell.
Could we define a date or a future meeting date rather than future meeting being?
I'm happy to do that, but I didn't hear it from anybody. So when CAO, when would be a reasonable timeline for staff?
Do you figure? Mr. Mayor, I don't think it will take us a long time. I'm sure we can have it back to you in April.
The first meeting in April?
Sure.
I was thinking longer, but I just didn't want to have it open-ended.
I guess my only question when we're looking at appointing a member of council, is it the intent of this council to look at that for the next term and not appoint for the balance? Just, I heard that in discussion. So when we're preparing this, if I could get a sense of that, it would just help us as to how we present it back to you.
Members of council. Councillor Wielden.
I'm fine with it being for next term. I'm currently fulfilling that function in a non-official sense right now. I'm not in a hurry to change things in that regard. So next term is fine.
Thank you. Anything further, Councillor Rowley?
I would agree with that. I think, let's just leave it till the next term. There's very few decisions that this council is going to be able to make in a few months anyway, so just leave it till
Thank you. I've changed the line to, from report at a future meeting to report at the first regular meeting of April. Anything further from members of council? All those in favor? Are there any opposed? The motion is carried.